You may know that the Vikings beat Columbus to America, but did you know Columbus wasn't the second, but the third European to reach North America? You may have heard the 13th Amendment ended slavery, but did you know it is still legal and practiced in the United States? You may have a favorite dinosaur, but did you know none of these are dinosaurs? Learn the truth behind these and much more in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description.
So I'm just wondering, why you believe that evolution is true?
The overwhelming amount of scientific evidence.
Like, the only evidence I've seen is basically kind of just, like, theory. Like, I haven't, like, how can you possibly actually prove evolution to be true?
Well, you can say that it's not proven in the sense that a mathematical proof demonstrates that it holds true in all possible circumstances. Is a weird way to talk about math or whatever. But, you know, in a court of law or in science, we come up with confidence intervals to say that this is a actual description of the world. So, like, you can't see the Earth go around the sun, but we have incredibly successful models that work, that on the working assumptions of the Earth going around the sun in a particular way are extraordinarily accurate. And evolution has done the same kind of thing.
Actually, I'm like, to be honest, I don't even know if we disagree, because I feel like we're just given the same like set of evidence and we just like come up to different opinions. So I get where you're coming from. I feel like just the reason why I personally don't believe in it is, like you said, like, I just feel like you can use that exact same evidence to like say otherwise. For example, a creationist could use the same set of evidence to just say like God created all these different types of species. Like, you know what I mean? The evidence could be used in both ways. That's just where I'm going from.
Not honestly, it can't, no.
Like, how would you say that that's not honestly?
Well, because there's no working model for creationism. All they do is copy the secular scientists' homework and say, oh, well, our God could have done it that way. They have no ability to demonstrate the validity of their belief system. Absolutely none whatsoever. Whereas evolution, because the tests that evolution has been put to, theoretically, were sufficient to disprove it, but evolution's always passed those tests.
I'm honestly just confused. So like, I feel like it would be held to the same exact standard. Like, I feel like you, like, what more evidence do evolutionists have given the evidence than creationists have to get to their own claim?
Creationists have none. So how would you go about demonstrating that creationism is true?
Oh, it's just like the reason why I believe in creationism and why I believe in God, it's because it's the only like possible outcome that I can conceive of.
So you don't have a way of demonstrating whether or not the belief you have is valid or invalid or more likely to be true than a naturalistic explanation?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, just the reason why is because I believe that there's no other logical way as to, like, how anything, like, there's no other logical explanation for, like, for anything other than there being, like, a creationist world or a God. That's the reason why I believe in it, because there's, like, no other logical explanation.
I mean, okay, but where do we go with this? So there's nothing that could ever change your mind?
Oh, no, there is. Like I said, if there's like, if someone could provide another logical explanation to how the world came, with like obviously supporting like, with
like, the world, do you mean the universe or do you mean planet Earth?
Everything, yeah, including, yeah, the universe and Earth, everything.
Okay, like, just, well, I don't know why the universe exists, but that doesn't, if God created the universe, that wouldn't mean that evolution is false.
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, I'm not personally saying, like, I honestly have a mixed opinion on it. I was just wondering, like, I was wondering if you had if you could, like, provide an argument as to why it is true. Because in my opinion, I just feel like it's
why evolution is true.
Yeah, I feel like just
two. Yeah, it's easy to do.
Also, like, you can, okay, bet. So can you? I'm willing to hear that.
Sure. I'm not trying to do a divergence or anything, but this is just a question I like to ask. And if you don't know, then it's fine. It's not a gotcha. But if evolution was true, what would the evidence look like?
If evolution was true, what would the evidence look like? I guess if there was like a written, like not written, if there was like any sort of evidence of like, whether it's in today's world or like witnesses, I guess, of like actually seeing a creature evolve over just like one lifespan, like seeing a fossil, if we have any recorded evidence of like a species having like actually evolving over one generation, maybe that'd be like one example of evidence.
Well, evolution is a gradualistic process.
Oh yeah, but like even evolution, so slightly. Like,
evolution believers don't think that the way evolution happens is a species gives birth to a new species. That would.
Yeah, I don't believe. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you could find like even the slightest change, like the most minimal change to prove like a slight evolution, like literally we're talking like the most minimal thing ever. You know what I mean? Like any slight change in a species over like one to two generations, and you can like actually prove that those two species come exactly from the same parents and stuff like that. Like, I feel like that'd be one example of sufficient.
I don't know what you mean by the slightest difference. I mean, we see antibiotic resistant bacteria evolve right before our eyes all the time.
Yeah, but would you, that wouldn't really support like evolution though.
Well, except that it is evolution by definition.
Well, like I'm saying, how can you like prove that it's actually evolving into a new species, though?
Well, species with bacteria is incredibly we don't have very good definitions for that, but I get that you're looking for a large change in species, but one of the definitions of evolution is changes in allele frequency, which we always see happen in every single generation. I mean, I could give you examples like Peter and Rosemary Grant saw a new species of bird evolve right in front of their eyes on Daphne Major. They call it the big bird lineage or whatever. And it was a product of hybridization, which isn't like the typical model of how evolution happens, but it can happen that way. But I mean, you can see these skulls, right?
Yeah, and yeah, like I said, like another example, we don't have to see them changing in front of our eyes, but like my whole, like the real question is like, I would believe this, but how can you prove that these come from like the exact same ancestors though? Like, how do you know that these aren't just like a different species coming from something else? Like I'm saying, in the instance you just gave me, was it a controlled experiment?
You can't really do controlled experiments on the past, but that would force us to forfeit all of our knowledge about archaeology, about the Bible, about the way we solve crimes, for example, and nobody is willing to abandon any of that because that's reasonable.
Yeah, I'm not saying controlled experiments are the only way to figure things out, but I'm just saying when it comes to evolution, the whole theory is that new species are evolving from its original ancestors. And like, I feel like the whole question is, are these different changes actually coming from the same, you know what I mean, from their same hereditary background, or are these just a different species as a whole? Like, that's the whole question, you know?
I mean, like, with these, for example, these skulls, the reason we can say with extremely good confidence that these aren't just creatures that existed independently and are not connected to each other in any way is because a huge number of them don't overlap. The A, B, C, D, E, F, G ones, those came before the HIJKLMN species, for example. Now, some of them did coexist, like probably K through N at one point would have coexisted, but not, you know, with all of the others.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I honestly don't really, like, we could, I think I might just drop at this point because I feel like it's just a different, like, I see what you're saying in your theory. I can't necessarily, like, both of our theories are just, both of our, like, given the evidence, we're both kind of just making, like, conclusions and, like, theories based on the evidence. So I guess it's just, like, a difference of opinion.
Well,
so, like, I don't really have much else to say.
No, I mean, I can, it's not, like, it is a difference of opinion, but these are not qualitatively equal opinions because evolution predicted that we would find these skulls. Creationists would have said, no, those don't exist because evolution isn't true. And what they instead do is constantly retrofit the new discoveries into their worldview just to preserve their belief. So it's, there's nothing scientific about it. And it's just not really very intellectually honest. If you're just always going to say, well, that's because God did it that way. It's like, okay, well, then literally nothing could possibly change your mind. You're just believing in a conclusion and damn the evidence, or in spite of the evidence, or the evidence doesn't matter. We'll just take that evidence and say it's ours. Whereas, like I said, with I don't remember if I said this to you or if that was somebody else, but and we haven't even talked about genetics. Like, genetics was the thing that could have proved that evolution is totally false. Instead, it confirmed everything we thought about evolution. It did make some slight modifications. It just added resolution, but it absolutely was consistent with everything we thought.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. What is it called? You said that I'm just slightly confused because I don't know who you're referring to when you say like creationists believe or creationists say this. Me personally, obviously I believe that everything that we do discover comes from what like God's creation. Like I was like, God did make this. Like that's what you said. I do believe that everything we find out God did make. But it is possible to just like simply prove, like, I don't think just because you believe that God created everything that you can't prove evolution. Like someone, you could just like come to the conclusion. So I know someone that has probably the conclusion that God created evolution, right? I just feel like this is just a straight up matter of like, given the evidence, two people come up to two different conclusions. It's not really like possible to prove 100% either way. And I don't think the fact that I believe in God and then I believe that everything was created, that like that would like interfere with my ability to come to a conclusion. You know what I mean?
Like I mean it just kind of sounds like evidence, or even the possibility of a future kind of evidence, is in no way a threat to what you believe, which I find that to be a little dishonest and goofy. I get you don't believe in evolution. Do you think the whole universe is only a few thousand years old?
Well, firstly, I don't think that, it's not that I don't believe in evolution. I just don't think there's enough evidence to support it. So if someone could present enough, I would believe it. It's not like I'm making the definitive claim that evolution is not true. I'm just saying, as of right now, I don't have enough evidence provided to me that would support the conclusion, but I'm open to hearing ideas that would like, I could change my mind. That's what I'm saying. But as of like the earth, no, I don't actually think that, it is a thousand years old. No, like me, that's just my personal.
6,000 years old is typically what young Earth creationists say. Okay, that's fine. But we'll talk about evolution some more. So what evolution says is that because species evolve, that means the species of the past were different than the species of today because they evolve into new species. That's one thing. But the broadest implication of it is that all life on the planet is the descendant of an original form of life, a universal common ancestor from the past. So there's two things with respect to that are overwhelmingly strong. First of all, is the fossil record is made basically entirely up of organisms that are completely different from the organisms of today, such as these. If humans did evolve, it means that we evolved from apes that were not modern humans. And there's a predictable track of morphological changes going back you would see. And this is 100% precisely consistent with that. But it's not just about us. It's like literally all forms of life. Like we look at fossils from 100 million years ago. It's dinosaurs and plesiosaurs and mosasaurs, whatever, pterosaurs. Huge, huge genres of life that don't at all exist today. If the species of the past are different than the species of today, and the species of today didn't exist back then, that's absolutely what evolution predicts. And then there's the genetics. All life on the planet should be related, and the genetic relationships between species should fit in what we call like nested hierarchies. Humans and great apes should be the most closely related, not of like all animals on the planet, but like strictly from our perspective, we should be more closely related to them than anything else. And we are. But then if we extend that out to other groups, you know, mammals should be, there should be no two mammals on the planet that are less related than any mammal is to any non-mammal. And that's exactly the case. And it just, it goes up and down the tree of life in exactly that way, exactly like what evolution proposed.
Yeah, I see the correlation that you're giving, and I could even agree with you that like there are many species, including like there even like that are related. Like I would say that there's many, not like actually related, but like close, like similar and like closely, like, you know what I mean? Like their biological makeup could be very similar, but I just feel like it would be kind of a leap given what we have as of right now to say like he has to come from like this person comes, well, this being comes from another being. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's a leap at all. If I were going to take what we have with respect to evolution and apply it to like a murder trial, I would say we have the equivalent of a note in the handwriting of the person accused found at his house and dated to a time that makes perfect sense for the case. And then the excuse being said is, yeah, but we didn't see who actually wrote the note. And it's like, so the confession that is in his own penmanship that was found in his house and dated to the time that absolutely fits with this, we're gonna say it's too much of a leap to use that as sort of like case closed because we didn't see who, we didn't witness with our own eyes who wrote the note. That's what I feel is the equivalent.
Actually, I'll agree with you that that is the equivalent. And I feel like, okay. Like if I was a defense attorney in that situation, I would simply argue just exactly against that, that the handwriting does not belong to that person, but to either, there can be like very similar differences. Like it could be a twin or someone else. Like there's no definitive proof that it was actually that person. That handwriting could have been forged.
But what counts as, if that's not definitive, what's definitive?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the whole argument would be that it's not their handwriting. So you would have to like, prove that it is. You know what I mean?
How would the fact that their handwriting matches with the accused handwriting not be that evidence?
Well, that's my point. It wouldn't, like, you wouldn't be able to come to the conclusion that the handwriting matches. Like, I'm saying the whole, the argument.
No, we're saying it does match.
That's my point. You're coming to the conclusion, but all that's the whole thing. Like we would be arguing that it does not match. Like if I was the defense in that case, I would say the handwriting does not match.
Well, that wasn't the hypothetical. The hypothetical I gave was that it is an exact match of their penmanship. The cop out would be, yeah, but we didn't actually see my client write the note. So we don't actually know that he wrote the note. I can even agree that we didn't see him write the note, but it's the only explanation that makes any sense.
Yeah, I'm saying I would just consider that analogy to be kind of just like slightly twisted towards your narrative just because you're already given the fact that the handwriting matches, which is like...
Yeah, but the DNA matches what we thought.
But the DNA.
The fossils match what they thought. The timeline for the fossils is exactly what we thought.
Yeah, but like also it's not the exact same. You wouldn't like, you know what I mean?
No.
It's not. It wouldn't match. Like if you actually were to test the exact DNA of like me versus like one of my ancestors, it wouldn't come to 100%. Like it wouldn't come to an exact
match. Well, of course not. But
yeah, that's my point.
But you can tell what is related to what and to what degree by looking at the DNA.
Yeah, and I would like, that's what I'm saying. In that case, I would argue that like it's not similar enough to come to the conclusion that it is this person.
Then what amount of similarity would prove it?
What amount of similarity? It would have to prove that it's exactly me. Like, I wouldn't believe, like, for example, it could be 60% the case that this person wrote this. I wouldn't support that argument. Like, you would have to actually prove, like, in court, you would have to prove that that person actually wrote it. You know what I mean? You can't say that person most likely wrote it.
You have to prove, like, literally in courts of law, they just literally look, is this your handwriting? Yes. They can just compare the handwriting. That's literally good enough.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like, that would like, also
we have your signature on these documents that authorized the blah, blah, blah. Is this not your handwriting? And they could like lie under oath and say it's not, but then you could do a forensic investigation and compare the handwriting and by the standard of evidence, say that we have no reasonable doubt that this, we have no reasonable doubt that this is not their handwriting. There's too many negatives. Whatever. I think that's right.
I think I get your point. I'm just like, you know, the entire argument would be based around, like in your analogy, it would be based around the handwriting and if it actually belonged to the person. But I honestly see what you mean. Like there's no, I personally can't, I don't have any arguments to prove evolution wrong. Neither do I have any arguments to prove my own worldview wrong as of right now. So like, I came up just to hear if you had any that would like prove creationism to be like impossible or something like that, you know? But
creationism is possible. There just isn't any evidence for it. And there's nothing they have where they can compare their claims versus evolution claims. They literally just steal all the evolution claims and say, our God did that.
Well, like, why can't both be true?
There is a sense in which both of them could be true, but if they're both true, it means that evolution is true.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, why does, like, for example, if someone just had a precursor to any thought, they're like, okay, let me discover this. I know that God created it, but let me just start discovering it. Like, let me learn about this. Like, how would that interfere with, like, any type of process, like, scientific process that they would take to discover any, like, anything when it comes to science? Like, I feel like that doesn't really... It doesn't really affect it. Like a belief in God.
It does because it's completely unscientific and it's scientifically invalid. If we're allowed to say, well, God could just make blank happen, then, okay, how do we prove or disprove that God is behind it? You can't. Okay, so the inquiry process stops right there.
I wouldn't think that way. I wouldn't think that God could just make... Well, although he could, I'm saying, like, I use God as, like, a... We use God to help like navigate and discover the planet that we actively live in. So I wouldn't say like this, God can make this right now. He's already made the world the way it is. And like we would just be discovering the world that he's already created. So it wouldn't really interfere with like any other scientific process. Like okay. We would still have to think about.
But if God created the world.
Yeah.
So like, for example, with young Earth creationism. If God created the whole universe 6,000 years ago, like what the young Earth creationists say, then, okay, then what is the acceptable range of distances we should be able to see out into the universe? How the hell is 93 billion light years consistent with that? It just in no way is it. Now they turn around and say, oh, well, God could have just miraculously brought the light to us instantaneously, and that's how it works. Oh.
Wait, sorry, what are you saying that creationists believe again?
That the entire universe was created 6,000 years ago.
Oh, okay, yeah. I wouldn't come to that conclusion, but I see what you mean. Like I would probably argue against that. Verses like people would just go quick to a verse, but like obviously like me personally, I'm Catholic. I belong to the Catholic Church and we have very different interpretations on what like evangelical Christians and other types would believe in. We don't believe that to be like literal. We very much follow and agree with like very popular scientific conclusions that have come up on, like we believe that Earth is round, basic shit like that. You know what I mean? Like we're not dumb.
The Catholic position on evolution is that it's true and that it happened.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like even Catholics believe evolution is true, but like me personally, I would need like, it's, I can't come to the, like, you know what I mean? Like it's impossible to come to the conclusion that it is true. It's kind of just like, it's both, like, that's my proof exactly, that Christians believe both sides, both giving just, like, a conclusion to evidence that's given to them. But either way, it's just not, you understand? Like, either way, it's just, like, two people having difference of opinion, none of which can prove each other wrong. So, like, that's my whole point. Like, even Christians are mixed on the topic. But I wasn't here to argue against your worldview, because I don't have any arguments against your worldview. I was just looking to see if there were any against mine. But
well, I mean, I don't 100% know what your worldview is, I guess, but
my worldview as of right now is just because there isn't any evidence for evolution as of right now. I just believe that, like, it could very much be the possibility.
So much evidence for evolution.
Well, as I said, like, you, it's kind of like the way you interpret the evidence given to you. Same thing for everything, but like
the evidence, like, though, was predicted to take on a very specific form, and then it did end up taking on the form we thought it would, especially with genetics.